The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Massively cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders. And indeed, this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this December 9th, 2021. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about tonight. And so here, of course, we have on the board tonight, Courageous Craig.
Hello, everybody.
Okay. And over here, we have Radical Randy.
Merry Christmas. Be blessed. No stress, everyone.
And she bonded with her reflection in the mirror. No one's ever done that. None other than Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Randy, you'll have to explain that. How did that go apart? All right, there you go. Anyhow, we're going to start tonight in a prayer because, you know, every now and then you run against someone who will stand for what's right, who won't back down. They'll stand against the establishment because it's the right thing to do. And one of those people was Richard Lewis, and he was my associate pastor. But he spent 10 years in prison for taking a stand, for petitioning the courts to show him the law he questioned, which he has not only the right but the obligation to do. He said, wait a minute, I've been studying this. And by the way, he was the clerk of the common law courts. And you have to justify the way you're running your court here and how you're prosecuting these people. In other words, he's showing the light on a lot of corruption and darkness, and boy, do we have that in our judicial system. Boy, do we have that. And anyhow, he spent 10 years in prison for doing it, but he was right. And you know, and the interesting thing, too, because in that time, when they didn't have a chaplain there in his prison, he filled in, and he was the chaplain, okay, amen. Which he led many, many people to the Lord. And so here, we're going to pray for his wife, Evelyn, who was also a member of our church. Evelyn is very, very ill, very, very ill. And so we're going to, again, call upon the folks all across the country out there to join with us in praying for Evelyn. And so if you would do that, let's pray. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to hold Evelyn up to you at this time. We know, Lord, that she loves you with all her heart, and Lord, just ask again that you would be a comfort to the family at this time, but Lord, that you would take away your pain, take away your suffering, and Lord, that we know all you have to do, Lord, no matter how serious the maladies are, say the word, be healed, and they will be healed. And Lord, I want to add to Evelyn, too, tonight, Joe Zumo, who needs a healing, and Father God, and also, Lord, Dan Schaefer, and Todd, and I'm thinking of Todd's last name.
Hume?
Todd Hume, yeah. These are all people who support, and these are the saints, and they all have cancer. And so, Father God, Lord, I would ask and add to that William Salem, all of these, Lord, that you might touch them all, and Lord, that they all might be healed. And Lord, you would relieve their pain. And I'm praying that the folks out there listening with me all across this country would really believe and really take the time and pray for these people also. In Jesus' name, we ask, amen.
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 We're going to start tonight. Remember what the title of the message was, Hath God Said? And it is written. We started with Hath God Said in Genesis 3, and it is written in Matthew 4. And here now, we're going to pick it up where we left off, because now, you know, through here, we're talking about things that we're dealing with in our society today. You know, here, the child killing by abortion, and what's happening with the recent Supreme Court rulings. And by the way, we won on that bill that we've been pushing for saving the unborn babies that survived abortion.
Yes.
Protection Act, that was passed. And so we praise the good Lord for that.
Yes.
And then here, we're going to pick it up where we left off. And that is on the apothecary or the pharmakia. The apothecary or pharmakia. What did God give us? Did God give us natural herbs and natural medicines and vegetables and fruits, or did he give us chemicals? And
he gave us the natural.
Okay.
Yes.
Herbs.
Okay. Do you think God knew what he was doing?
Yes.
I think so, yes.
Yeah. You got to get that mic a little closer to you there. So.
Okay, sure.
You're coming a little low. Yeah.
All righty.
And so God knew exactly what he was doing. He created us, so he knew how to maintain us, right? What the maintenance program would be?
Yes, he did.
So why don't you start and read verses 26 through 31.
26 through 31, Genesis.
Of Genesis 1.
26. Okay, here we go. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat.
Okay, so here he says, God said, let us make man in our image. Who's us? I mean, God said, let us.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes. So we're talking about the Trinity there, the triune God, right?
That's right.
And he says, in our image, after our likeness. How are we a Trinity?
Well, man has a soul, man has a body, and man has a spirit. So we're triune also.
Okay. And then he says, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle. Which men was he talking about?
He was talking about Adam having the first man. You mean men having dominion over the fish of the sea?
Well, he says, let us make man in our image. And then he says, and let them have dominion.
Mankind.
Okay, so wasn't the EPA?
Well, no.
Was it the UN?
No.
Okay. What about, was it Al Gore?
No.
No.
Oh, so it was mankind.
Humanity, mankind.
Yeah. Yes.
Dominion over these. Okay, so then, and so then it says, and God created man in his image, in the image of God created him man, male and female and transgender.
No.
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 That they didn't write that down.
Let's see. Okay. he created them male and female, male and female. Okay. Okay, so he didn't have any of them other things that they're pushing today, right?
Yeah, just two, so, male and female.
So God created mankind, and again, did God know what he was doing?
Yes, he did.
And so he created just male and female. So if that's what God gave us, then all of these other things that they're coming out with aren't for real, are they?
They are invalid.
Right.
They're totally invalid.
Totally invalid.
Okay. And so here, and God blessed them, and God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and dominion. Now, what does that mean, to replenish the earth?
That have children, you know, they're basically to create what we can create, which is families and children and life in the image of God.
Well, there are those that teach that at one time the earth had a prior population on it. But God had rid of the earth of them, and this time he was refilling the earth, okay? But that word in the Hebrew, replenish, that in the Hebrew means to fill, to overflowing. It doesn't mean to refill.
Okay.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you know that now.
Yeah.
So here now,
okay.
And it said here, so he gave them dominion over the fish of the sea, okay, and everything that moved upon the earth. And God said, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree, yielding seed, to it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, and I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, but he didn't mention roots. I didn't hear. He didn't say anything about roots.
Okay. No.
But wait a minute. Do trees have roots?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so then that was a part of the tree thing, huh?
Well, that's right. But he said the fruit of a tree,
okay,
yielding seed.
What about, I mean, because we use roots today for a lot of things,
sure.
Okay?
Sure.
And everything that bears, every herb that bears seed, okay? So if we take a look at herbs, okay, would you consider dandelion root an herb?
Well, it would be an herb or a root, yeah.
Okay. All right. You guys are getting pretty smart. So then God didn't give us any of these pharmakia. He didn't give us vaccines, did he?
No.
Well, he didn't give us the factories to make them either.
No. So pharmakia, where we get all of these things, did you ever notice when they run these commercials and they're pushing a new drug on you, but then they have to give a disclaimer and say, well, you know, we got to let you know that by taking this drug, it could cause you go blind, you can be impotent, and you can possibly die, okay? But other than that, so basically what they're telling you, often by taking their drug, the cure is worse than the disease, isn't it?
But you notice they don't do that on the vaccine.
No.
Right.
They don't bother to tell you that it can, and then rattle off. That they don't do that on the vaccine.
No, but we will tonight, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do.
All righty. Let's go to Isaiah 38. In Isaiah 38, read me verses 20 and 22.
Okay.
Verses 20 through 22.
38, 20 and 22?
Yeah.
Just individually, but not 21. Okay, here we go.
No, 20 through 22.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, the Lord was ready to to save me. Therefore, we will sing my songs to the stringed instruments all the days of our life in the house of the Lord. For Isaiah has said, let them take a lump of figs and lay it for a polster upon the boil, and he shall recover. And Hezekiah also had said, what is the sign that I shall go up into the house of the Lord?
Well, now, old Hezekiah here, he asked the Lord, remember, the Lord said, get your house in order, Hezekiah, it's time to come home. And Hezekiah said, Lord, I haven't finished yet. Can I have a little bit more time? So the Lord said, all right, Hezekiah, I'll give you 15 years. And then he showed him the sign about the the clock, the sundial going backwards.
Going backwards, yeah.
But he'd have been much, much, much better off if he had just listened to the Lord. Do you think God knows what he's doing?
Yes, he does.
Yes.
Because by that extra 15 years, he came up with Manasseh.
Mm, yes.
And you know who Manasseh was?
Well, the worst of the worst.
Yes.
Today, if Manasseh was there, they would be a candidate for the Democratic Party for president.
And he'd win.
Yeah, probably because he'd I mean, Manasseh was wicked.
Yes.
He loved sacrificing children, okay? And so does Joey Biden. And that's reality. And folks, when I tell you this, I'm telling you the truth. He's as pro-abortion as you can get. And he's being, again, many of the pro-death forces out there are proclaiming he's our most pro-death, you know. He is as pro-death. He is a wicked, evil man to the core. And that's the truth. But there aren't many that have the courage to say it, are there?
No, there aren't. There are very few.
And so here now. So did he say, go ahead, Isaiah, what, and said, go ahead, Hezekiah, take a vax?
No. As a matter of fact, he used the fruit from the tree that was bearing seed, which is figs.
So, and when you do that, you made a plaster. He said to make a plaster out of that fig and then put it on, and it would cure. Because Hezekiah, when you're covered with boils, You're in trouble.
You're in pain, too.
Job found that out in a big way, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
So turn over now to Ezekiel 47. And in Ezekiel 47, read me verses 6 through 12. Ezekiel 47, 6 through 12.
47, 6 through 12. Okay. One more. And he said unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen this? Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. And when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. And then said he unto me, These waters issue out towards the east country. Go down into the desert, go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the waters shall be healed. And it shall come to pass, that everything that liveth, which moveth, whithersoever the rivers shall come, shall live. And there shall be a very great multitude of fish, because these waters shall come thither. For they shall be healed, and everything shall live whither the river cometh. And it shall come to pass that the fishers shall stand upon it from the En-Gedi even until the En Elim, they shall be a place to the spread forth nets. Their fish shall be according to their kinds, as the fish of the great sea, exceedingly many. But the miry places, thereof, and the marshes shall be not healed. They shall be given to salt by the river upon the bank thereof. On the side and on that side shall grow all trees for meat, whose leaf shall not fade, neither shall the fruit thereof be consumed. It shall bring forth new fruit according to his month, because their waters issued out of their sanctuary, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof shall be for medicine.
Okay, so now, do you know when that's going to take place?
In heaven, actually.
Well, no, not in heaven. It's going to be during the millennial kingdom.
During the millennium, okay.
And do you know where that river flows from?
From the garden, isn't it?
Flows, it comes from underneath the throne of God, the Lord Jesus. Okay. And do you know what sea that is that he's talking about? It flows into that sea? I'll give you an example. The Great Sea, and it's very, very salty, and I got my... cut my foot and got a bad infection.
Oh, the Dead Sea?
The Dead Sea. That was right. Yes. I've got memories of that. If you've ever been in that, if you're floating on your back, it's very hard to get upright. I mean.
But you can't sink in the Dead Sea. Is that not true? I've never been there. But
no, you can't sink in that Dead Sea. That's for you. You float on it for sure. No. I mean, it is really... really an experience if you've never been there, okay? But it is filled with minerals. I mean, just filled with minerals. But you don't want to get a cut in there, okay? Because you'll get an infection in a heartbeat, okay? Mm-hmm. And so here, what he's telling you that he's going to fix that sea up to where all around the banks of that sea, you're going to have fruit trees that are going to be growing and giving. And those trees are going to be used for medicine. And he says, and the fruit thereof shall be for meat, and the leaf thereof for medicine. That's going to happen. God says it's going to happen. It's going to happen, right?
So the terrain there now has to be pretty barren then with all those minerals.
Oh, it is.
It's got to be like a desert.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, in fact, the Dead Sea right now has been shrinking and shrinking. It used to be where they have all of these old hotels that are abandoned now. The only thing living in them is buzzards, okay?
Okay.
And because as the sea shrinks up, they've roped it off, and you've had these big sinkholes popping up everywhere. But it was interesting anyhow. And so now it's going to be, again, God is making it very clear. He's, you know, he keeps telling us over and over and over and over that he's given us the leaves and the fruits and the seeds and the herbs for our medicine. Now, let's just read a little bit of this below that, verse 13. Let's say to the Lord God, this shall be the border whereby you shall inherit the land according to the leave the 12 tribes of Israel. Joseph shall have two portions. And if you go all through here, he tells you, and the border shall be, and the border shall be, and the border shall be. Now, can you have a nation without borders?
Absolutely not.
No.
You can't have a nation. If it's got no borders, it can't be a nation.
Can't be
a nation. About can you have a state? Can you have a state with no borders?
No.
Then it can't be a state. If it doesn't have borders, right? What about a county?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Okay, what about a township?
No. Mm-hmm.
What about your own home where you live in your yard?
No.
So then the Democrats want us to take away our borders, so that means they don't want us to have a country, huh?
Right.
Or a county?
That's correct.
Or a home?
That's right.
Yes.
Hmm. All right. Let's go to Revelation 22 and read me verses 1 and 2. And this is one of my favorite portions of Scripture.
And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. And in the midst of the street of it, on either side of the river, were there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits, yielding her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations.
So the leaves of the tree, we saw the herbs, we saw vegetables, we saw fruits, we saw nuts, we saw roots, were all given to us by God. God gives us, but Big Pharma gives us drugs. Mm-hmm. Okay? God says he came to give us life and more abundantly. Big Pharma has come and give us nothing but death, huh?
Right.
That's right.
Yes.
So the lesson is avoid Big Pharma.
Yes.
It is.
All right, there you go. Now, we're up against the break. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we have a whole lot of stuff to talk about.
Thank you.
Alrighty, we're back. You know, last week we had, last Sunday, was it this past Sunday, we had the Christmas concert? Wasn't it?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yes, it was, yes.
It was, and it was really good. The Chester Christian Center put that on, and it was the Right to Life Christmas concert, and it was wonderful. And but you know what they used to do? They used to do this thing called the Gospel According to Scrooge. And it was a play that they put on, and for the last few years they haven't done it because of the COVID and everything. And I really missed it because they really put on, it is really good. Well, they're bringing it back, and they're going to bring it back, that's right, on the 18th through the 21st, 18th through the 21st, and it'll be from, that would be, I believe, it's Saturday.
A week from Saturday.
A week from this Saturday?
A week from Saturday.
Yes.
Well, the 18th, would that be a Friday, wouldn't it?
No,
Friday,
it's Saturday. Saturday.
Saturday.
Yes.
Saturday, because
Saturday?
Tomorrow's
okay.
The 10th. Yeah, definitely. So it'll be a week from Saturday.
Okay, so they're going to have it. I see. Here, I'm looking at it. It's just going to be on the 18th from 2 p.m., and then again at 7 p.m. They're going to have it at the Chester Christian Center at 2 p.m., and then again 7 p.m., and then also on the 19th, which is a Sunday at 4 p.m., okay? And boy, it's going to be hard for us to make that because we've got two events on those days, but
no,
I'm going to...
we do.
I want to see it. So I'm going to make it one way or the other.
Well, there's the Saturday's a matinee and then an evening.
Yeah, but on that Saturday, we have a wonderful lady in the church, that's
sure
invited us all over to dinner.
Right, and I wouldn't miss that for the world.
Me neither. And so it's going to be tough. But this one's at 2 p.m., and I think, Lord, don't start till 4, right?
Till 4, that's exactly
so
right.
So we got enough time to go to both of them.
Yeah, we can make it to the Dohertys by 4.
All right, very good. And so, folks, now listen, well, I got to tell you where the Chester Christian Center is at. It's in Chesterland, of course, okay? And it's at 11815 Chillicothe Road. That's 11815 Chillicothe Road in Chesterland.
And isn't that Route? That's Route 306.
Route 306,
it's right
yeah.
on 306.
It's about 2 miles north of Route 322 or about 2 miles south of Route 6.
Six, yeah.
And you know what I wanted to do, too, is I wanted to go and tell folks about, you know, we lost one of our heroes, Ed Corsi, who was another one of those fellows who stood his ground, who meant what he said and said what he meant, and he, you know, he stood up against corruption. I praise the good Lord for people that have the courage to stand up against, you know, when they say you can't fight City Hall, you better be able to fight City Hall.
That's
because
right.
City Hall has become, nowadays, have become so corrupt out there. And I want to praise God for people that do have the courage to stand and fight. You know,
yes.
Abe Lincoln said that for men to remain silent when they should speak up makes cowards of men, destroys nations. And he was right on.
He was absolutely right.
And I'm going to give, okay, I'm going to see if I can find here. Ed passed away, as you know, and he is going to be, his funeral is going to take place this coming Sunday, the viewing from 4 to 8 p.m. So normally we have a film at 4.
That's
We've
right.
been exploring and showing you the rise of witchcraft, but we're not going to have that this Sunday instead, because the whole church will be over there at Ed's wake from 4 to 8 p.m., and then the funeral is Monday morning, that is going to be at, it's called the Abbey, and that will be at 38011 Euclid Avenue. That's where the funeral home's at. The place that the funeral home's at is called the Abbey. And again, that's at 38011 Euclid Avenue in Willoughby. That's in Willoughby. And it's just west of town, just west of this, of Willoughby, the city of Willoughby.
Yeah.
And so here, in fact, I wanted to even go, and I think
Euclid is, come on, it's easy to find. It's a big... And you just go straight out, Euclid.
Yeah. And so let me see here. That's going to be at the Monreal Funeral Home, Monreal Funeral Home. All right, there you go. And now, Oh, one other thing. Got to tell the folks, too. We were down, and they were cleaning out that room at the church, the literature room where we keep all of our pro-life literature and everything. And it had been so messy, it was like going into another dimension, okay? You would go in there only if you had the courage, because you don't know what lied in there anymore. But anyhow, we have some bold men that went in there, did a tremendous job of cleaning, and a bold lady, okay? And so I want to give it to Barb and Dennis and Witt, who ventured in, and they really cleaned up. But we found in there two cases of this book, 28 Years to Nowhere, by Larry Nichols. It is an excellent book. We had two cases we found that we didn't know we had. We didn't know what happened to them. And here they were buried under all of that stuff. And so this is a dynamite book. This is a dynamite book. And folks out there, we've got, and there's not, there won't be any more ever printed again. Larry went home to be with the Lord. But let me just read you a little bit about the book. It says, this book is about the inside truth as the author describes the journey that led to the destruction of many powerful people. Larry and I, we hooked up in 1990, and we started working together to go exposing the corruption in the Clinton mom and others. And Larry, boy, he was the inside guy. He did more than anybody to really expose the corruption in the Clinton crime cartel, more than anybody. And so it says here, the journey that led to the destruction of many powerful people and the impeachment of a president, meaning Clinton. Read about the inner struggle of this man who spent nearly half his life committed to keeping his word to then governor of Arkansas, who became president of the United States. It not only tells of an incredible journey, but lights the pathway for the readers to follow if they will participate in helping to secure the book of the greatest nation on earth. Read this book and learn, laugh and cry, but above all, learn the power of faith in God's grace. And here's some of the commentary from people who have said about the book. I am on the edge of my seat. I can't turn the pages fast enough, Vicky. Larry has fought the fight for good against pure evil. He was the only one who would do it. Now it's like you. It's like you're sitting down and talking with him. And that's Patty. Wow, what a book. And that's Colette. Larry Nichols' Personal Stories to Save America is a must-read for all who love the country. Betty, aren't any men reading this book? These are all women here, but anyhow, folks, it's a good book. It is. And Larry Nichols, again, was one of those men. Praise God for the people that will take a stand.
Yes.
Amen.
And
amen.
So there you go. Now, we have some articles. One of them I want to start off with. And here's another one who took a stand. Ready?
Yes.
Doctor banned for questioning safety of vaccines and reliability of COVID tests wins major court battle case. Praise the good Lord. This just happened yesterday. A doctor who was banned for questioning the safety of vaccines and the reliability of COVID tests has won a major high court case after questioning the efficacy of the face coverings in a video posted on Instagram and Twitter. Dr. Samuel White was slapped with an 18-month ban by the GMC. In the video, Dr. White explains the reasons why he could no longer tolerate working in his previous roles because of the lies around the NHS and the response of the government to the pandemic, which were so vast he could no longer stomach them. White also commented that the masks do nothing. They do absolutely nothing to stop the spread of COVID, and it was considered as the ultimate sin, as this being the consensus medical opinion at the start of the pandemic before it mysteriously switched almost overnight. In addition to questioning the efficacy of the masks, the doctor raised concerns about the safety of vaccines and reliability of COVID tests. Anyhow, there you go. Praise the good Lord. Our side won one.
But isn't it amazing how we've just kind of gotten away from sanity in regards to this, and that people like the Dr. White there are finally standing up. And it's a shame that this is coming in on the back end of something instead of on the front end.
It is. From day one, remember, from the very first day, we told you this whole thing is a scam, folks. It's got no more legitimacy than the global warming scam or the evolution scam. Folks, again, this is another money-making ripoff. It's about control. It's about controlling you. And you have people like Fauci. He needs to be tried for crimes against humanity. Him and Bill Gates, they need to be put on trial. But we don't have a Department of Justice. We don't have a Justice Department anymore.
We don't.
In America. And so, but we have God, and we're on his side. And you can't defeat a people that refuse to be defeated if God's on their side, huh?
That's right. That's exactly right.
Okay. You have an article.
I have a great one here. It says, Smoking Gun Confidential Pfizer Document Exposes FDA Criminal Cover-Up of Vaccine Deaths. They knew the jab was killing people in early 2021, three times more women than men. Thanks to the efforts of a group called Public Health and Medical Professionals for Transparency. One confidential document in particular was part of a court-ordered release of FDA files that the FDA fought by claiming the agency should have 55 years to release this document.
Oh, they've changed that now to 75 years.
Yeah, 75 years now. That's right. But they wanted, but they lost. And it says the document reveals that within 90 days of the emergency use authorization release of Pfizer's mRNA vaccine, the company was already aware of voluntary adverse reaction reports that revealed 1,223 deaths, over 42,000 adverse reaction reports, and this is combined together, all this came out to 158,893 adverse reactions. And the data originated from the United States, United Kingdom, Italy, Germany, France, Portugal, Spain, and other nations. So this is a worldwide phenomenon. Aside from the general disorder that the number one most frequently reported adverse reaction from the mRNA vaccine was nervous system disorders, and that clocked in at 25,957, and Pfizer withheld the total number of doses released across the world, citing trade secrets. The other thing that happens, reports are, Pfizer stated that reports are submitted voluntarily, and so the magnitude of underreporting is unknown. Shockingly, the document reveals that more than three times as many women were damaged by the Pfizer vaccine compared to men. There were 29,914 adverse reactions recorded in women, with just 9,182 recorded in men. It is not known whether the same number of men and women took the vaccine, so you can see how sloppy that was. But this number exposes the very real possibility of a gender-specific vaccine damage risk that the FDA went to a great deal of length to cover up. Anecdotally, most of the neurological damage we've seen in people have been the damage caused by the vaccine, convulsions, numbness, pain, etc., and has been depicted in women, not men. And it looks like the FDA knew that the mRNA exhibited a disproportionate gender-specific damage profile that also affects women in terms of spontaneous abortions. Pfizer also told the FDA that under, quote, safety concerns, that its messenger RNA injection would cause vaccine-associated enhanced disease, vaccine-associated enhanced respiratory disease, which we all know that there's a ton of that in COVID. And this means that the FDA knew that the vaccine would sicken and kill people who were later infected with COVID. Vaccine effectiveness was also listed as part of the missing information by Pfizer, which was submitted to the FDA. In other words, Pfizer told the FDA its vaccines would kill people, that it had no information about vaccine effectiveness. Yes, the FDA fraudulently pushed the vaccine as, quote, safe and effective anyway. Pfizer even told the FDA it had no safety information about use in pregnant women, yet the FDA and Fauci and the CDC all pushed the vaccine for pregnant women, despite the utter lack of any safety information. The confidential document, it's just the first of thousands to be released, reveals also two things. And in closing, it basically says that the FDA committed criminal fraud, misrepresentation, and approving messenger RNA vaccines as safe and effective. This means that top FDA decision makers now must face arrest and criminal prosecution. And two, the mRNA vaccine was known by Pfizer to be deadly even in the first 3 months of the emergency use. This means Pfizer is also complicit in the continued deaths of innocent people, as Pfizer itself should have pulled the deadly vaccine and halted all sales and distribution. I mean, I think that's absolutely horrific.
Right. Yes,
I mean,
don't
you think so, Lisa?
Yes.
Uh-huh. I mean, think about it. They knew. Mm-hmm. And it makes you wonder, didn't they know from the little bit of research that they did do, which was very little, that this was happening?
Right.
Lisa's got an article.
Okay. Not so subtle whispers echoing through the halls of Washington, D.C. suggest that Vice President Harris has become so unpopular and unelectable that President Biden may nominate her to the U.S. Supreme Court. The reason for Vice President Kamala Harris's dysfunction has become a hot potato issue, as White House officials claim her office has become unmanageable and, quote, there isn't time to deal with it right now, according to a report in liberal news organization CNN. On the other side, the news outlet reported that nearly three dozen former and current advisors to the vice president claimed her inner circle charges that the Biden administration has sidelined Harris and has failed to position her for future political moves. If Vice President does decide that an elected office such as president in 2024 is not within her reach, or if the Democrat Party is too concerned about her performance to nominate her for such a position, then the Supreme Court would be a safe place for her personally. Although she would still need to go through confirmation hearings, if she did successfully obtain a seat on the court, she would be a strong ally to the liberals on the bench and would have an appointment for life, and elections would become unimportant to her. To become a Supreme Court justice, there's no age requirement, no qualifications to meet, and you don't have to have a law degree. The only restrictions to prevent a person from being nominated for this position would be an impeachment or conviction that bars the person from holding federal office. If she were to be appointed, that is, to the Supreme Court, she would have to step down as vice president, and Biden would then have to nominate a new vice president who would have to be confirmed by a majority vote by both houses of Congress.
By the way, she would be the first Supreme Court justice that failed the bar exam more than once.
Yes.
Okay. But now I've noticed something. You know, I'm always watching things, and and guess who's back? Hillary.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The
mm-hmm.
Queen of Mean.
Yes.
Now, the Queen of Mean has been out, and she's been going on all these the fake news media, and she has her. She's been talking about, and she cries too because. She has her speech, and she reads the speech that she had written for her when she won the presidency. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how, in that part, she kind of cries, though, the glass ceiling would have been broken, and we would have had the first woman president. But it didn't happen, okay? Because that mean old Trump, that's why. That mean old, and those Christians, that's who did it. But anyhow, now, here's what has been circulating amongst the Democratic Party, and that is that Joey, by the way, guess what was on the laptop from hell, okay? Hunter Biden's laptop from hell. He's discussing with people about Joey's mental capacity. And he's talking about how he's getting more and more. Where is that article? I just had it here.
Was it longer than a sentence if they were talking about his mental capacity?
Well, he was talking about how he could. He was having a harder and harder time remembering what he was doing and Alzheimer's. In fact, Biden was talking about Hunter that dad's got Alzheimer's. Okay. And anyhow, so what they're thinking of doing, the Democrats, is telling Joey, you got to go, Joey. You know, they could use the 25th. But before they could do that, they would have to get rid of Kamala. Because Kamala, they're scared of her.
She's next.
Well, she's a loose cannon. They can't control her. They don't know. They don't know what she's liable to do. She's liable to go into one of those laughing jacks, you know, start laughing and start a war. You don't know what she's going to do. She's
But the other side of her are the tirades. I mean, because if you notice, her staff is leaving like rats off of a sinking ship.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so, you know, and she bragged about how she used to get revenge on people and stuff.
Exactly.
So here what they're planning on doing is getting rid of her, giving her, you know, have George Soros give her, you know, a couple $100 million, go find a nice house, and then bring Hillary in as VP. And then they retire Joey. And here, when that happens, then they take Michelle Obama and make her VP under Hillary. That's what their plan is.
Well, you know, it's kind of funny because we can't even fall down to number three, because number three would be Nancy Pelosi.
Oh,
geez. We can't.
Goodness sakes, yes.
It gets worse as you drop it down. It really does.
Nasty's older than Joe.
Yeah, I know.
I think she's like 81.
Yeah.
But see, there are people that are, you know, that are 100, you know, that have a very clear mind.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yes.
But Nasty's not one of them by any means, okay? You know, I mean, the things that she says are unbelievable, okay? Sometimes she'll go through a period where she'll say things that you can't even understand a word she's saying.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And one of her most famous things was, of course, let's vote for it, and then we can find out what's in it.
To find out what's in the package.
That's what she's famous for.
Well, the sad part is that they went for that.
Pardon? Oh, yeah.
They went for it.
That made sense to a Democrat. That would make sense.
That's right.
Okay, here's an article. Cleveland Clinic suspends vaccine mandate. We're winning on this.
Sure we are.
After the Gateway Pundit exposed hospitals' heinous COVID malpractice. Days after a nurse exposed the heinous malpractice a Cleveland clinic subjected its patients and staff to at the hospital suspended its vaccine mandate, allowing unvaccinated workers to keep their jobs. Now,
we were out there a week ago, and we've got members of our church that, as you know, you signed off on the religious disclaimer.
Yeah, there were about 500 people out there,
Yeah,
in a protest.
Yeah.
Cleveland Clinic suspends vaccine mandate after staff protests cite federal injunction. But anyhow, healthcare workers at the Cleveland Clinic were required to participate in Medicare and Medicaid, be fully vaccinated by January 4th. Well, a number of those people are pretty angry because they got the vax, and now they find out they didn't have to. And they're worried about what's the long-term range, what's going to happen. Because some of these people, it's not going to affect for 4 or 5 years. Other than this, Myra, you know, you were just talking about how it's affecting women much on a larger scale. But, and where it comes to myocarditis.
Males.
Huh?
Teenage males are having it.
Not just teenage, but young men.
Young men, the younger men,
Israel, you know, Iran don't have to worry about eliminating Israel. Israel's killing off its own soldiers by giving them that, you know.
Exactly.
Yes.
And now they're saying, how can we undo this? How can we detox her? But you can't do that. Once the heart damage is damaged, permanent. It's permanent damage, okay?
But you know what comes to mind to me is that they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles.
Absolutely.
They will not be weary walking. And those that waited and didn't do it, it didn't happen. It didn't happen to them.
Amen. Well, God can heal you. Anyhow, he goes on to say that healthcare workers at Cleveland Clinic were required to participate in Medicaid and Medicare to be fully vaccinated by January 4th, 2022, under the federal government Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services. The Cleveland Clinic's Indian River Hospital refused to accept religious exemption from its employees, Helen Smith, last month. As a result, the veteran nurse was forced to resign from her job in the hospital's intensive care unit. A week before her forced resignation, Smith blew the whistle on the disturbing malpractice she was witnessing and was subjected to the hospital's intensive care unit throughout the coronavirus pandemic. In an exclusive interview with Gateway Pundit, she goes on, here's a disclaimer. The following is an in-depth interview with nurse Helen Smith and is comprised of her personal experience from the past year. A nurse who has worked in the intensive care unit over two decades is blowing the whistle on the disturbing malpractice she witnessed. Now, it says, I'm looking here. Oh, no. There it goes. They switched this over to a video. Now.
Okay, yeah.
But after a federal judge blocked the Biden administration's vaccine requirement for healthcare workers that received funding from Medicaid and Medicare, Cleveland Clinic finally sided with its outraged employees and announced that its chain of hospitals is pausing the implementation of the COVID-19 vaccine policy. The Cleveland Clinic Hospital issued a statement Thursday that it will instead institute additional safety requirements for unvaccinated employees. It's the vaccinated that they have to watch, you know.
Yes.
Including periodic testing for those providing direct care to patients. So there you go.
And all that in less than a year, because a year ago they were singing another song.
Well, here's two strange things are happening. You have a couple countries now that are locking down. We see what's happening in Australia now, in Greece.
Yes.
They're going pure communist on this, you know. And on the other side, other countries, they're outlawing the vax now, totally outlawing. The vax is not allowed. And we're seeing that happening, like in Sweden. We're seeing that happening in India and different countries. So, but I think we've got the momentum on our side. Okay, we're going to be back right after this. Don't go away.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. TheWordCleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.